So let's start with the first four measures. Here they are. Right hand, we're starting on middle C with finger two. Left hand, we're playing a C chord, C, E, and G. So left hand, this is the C below middle C with our fifth, E above that with our third, G above that with our first. Playing with the right hand's middle C. This song is in the key of C, so we can expect mostly white keys. There will be a couple of black keys that show up, though, just because, like most hymns, we will leave the key signature probably for the key of G and come right back in. And G, as you know, has one sharp, that being the F sharp. And we will see that probably in measure eight. So right hand, we have middle C with finger two, left hand C, E, and G. These sit together. Next, right hand, I want you to play the D above the C you just played using finger three. Left hand, I want you to play the F under your second finger with this D. When you do this, let go of the chord. Then both hands will step up, right hand to the E above the D you just played, left hand up to the G above the F you just played. So right hand finger 4 E, left hand G with finger 1. And then I want to step back down, right hand D, left hand F. Then right hand, I want you to play the F above the D you just played using finger 5. With the left hand, play the D below the F you just played with finger 4. Then both hands will step down, right hand to the E under your fourth, left hand to the C under your fifth. And then we'll have this. Now what this is the right hand playing the D right above middle C with finger two. With it, left hand is playing the F below middle C with finger two. These hit together, left hand while keeping the F down, right hand play the B below the D you just played, and then come back to middle C with finger two, while the left hand plays the E under its third. And that's measures one and two. Now let's take a look at three and four by themselves.